The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools of the mind-body connection for health and happiness. And a very warm welcome from me, your host, Dr. Phil Parker, to this episode. Hi, Dr. Phil here. Today I'm talking about long COVID and some research. And this research I was actually involved in at least writing the paper, and it's on something that I designed, the Lightning Process, which is an approach using the brain-mind-body interaction to help with chronic health. I've had lots of success with chronic fatigue issues in the past, so it seemed an appropriate thing to do some studies. But two people with long COVID referred, both women in their 50s to 60s, referred by GPs, and they had all the signs of long COVID, as I've described in other videos. And we took a case history from them and also measured them on something called the fatigue severity scale, so a way of measuring fatigue, and something else called WEMWEBS, which is a way of measuring just general well-being. And with WEMWEBS, we found that during the course of the intervention, the Lightning Process, and then following them up over 3 months, it improved their well-being scores massively. Normally you get a change of 3. Anything more than 3 is good. These were like changes of 11 and 20, like huge changes. So that's good. But also we measured fatigue on the fatigue severity scale, which is a standard scale for going, well, how tired are you? Lots of questions you answer. And what we found was that their fatigue dropped, okay, from levels of like 6 to 2, or from 3 to 1 in these two cases. So again, big changes, the kind of changes that speak of, well, I don't have fatigue anymore. And we also took information, you know, what happened? Did you go back to work? And the changes that happened as a result were really good, like they were going back to wellness. Now, this is what's called a case history study, something you do very early when you do research to kind of go, you know, what are we getting here? Are we seeing signs that something's happening? You can't say as a result of this, oh, this works for everybody. All you can say is, this is interesting, we need to do more research. And that's obviously the next research goal is like, well, there's something going on here, at least for these two people. We've measured things in interesting ways. We need to look at this further. And once again, you look at that compared to the CBT study, it's like, well, there's something happening here. There are people making change. And what do we notice in both these studies is that it's non-pharmacological. They're not using medicine. They're using some way of using their brain to affect their body. So this, again, like the yoga study I talked about last time, makes us think, okay, maybe we have to rethink how we're thinking about health and solutions. Maybe we need to expand and consider other ways. Instead of just, I take a pill for this, are there other ways to help with this? The final study I'm going to talk about in the next video is another Lightning Process case history study. Very brief one, but useful to add to the collection that says, actually, people are getting well. So what can we learn about this? See you on the next one. The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools and the mind-body connection for health and happiness. If you'd like to know more, please visit us at lightningprocess.co.uk.